Okay, today is Daf Samach Vav. We are on Samach Hei Amud Beis by the fourth to bottom line. Hahu Gavra. Today's shir is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan. Le'ila Nishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. We're up to Hahu Gavra. There was once a guy. Dizavin Le'ara L'Chavrei. He sold land to his friend. Shelob Achrayas, without Achrayas. That means that if someone else took the land, there was no recourse for the buyer. In other words, Reuven sold land to Shimon. Shimon was a little, normally it's built into a shtar, that's Achrayas. Rashi says in this shtar they wrote there's no Achrayas. They wrote specifically. Normally you say it's built in, the sofer forgot to write it. Right? Here they wrote, no, there is no Achrayas. So Reuven bought a field from Shimon, and Reuven was the purchaser, Reuven's the buyer. So Reuven's a little afraid that Shimon has debt, and that the field's going to get taken away from Reuven. So, but they wrote in such a shtar, there is no achrayas. You're buying it at a risk. What can I tell you? You're buying it at a risk. Okay? Okay, so who gave the Zavon Le'arav and Shalom achrayas? And Chazyeh, the seller saw the Havikah Atziv, that the buyer was sad. So Amalei, so he said to him, Amai Itav Atzivta, why are you sad? Itarfulach minach, if someone takes it away from you, if it gets taken away from you, Magvina Lach Shufra, I'll give you other land, Shivcha Up. Payray. Not only will I give you the land, I will give you also the shevach, the money you spent to improve the land, and the fruits that you had. You had for 2 years, you had crop for 2 years, I'll pay you all that back. Now, the shtar says, I don't have to pay you any of that. So what's he doing? So Gemara says, hey, he's just stop talking. He doesn't do anything. The shtar is a shtar. Shtar says, I don't have to do any of that. You're buying it at a risk. You want to buy such a thing? I'm selling it. Don't buy it. That's what he told him. Amar Meimar. So Meimar says, Pitume Mili Ba'almho. It's just Pitume Mili. Pitume Mili to fatten up the words. He's just schmoozing him. That's a good way to translate that. It's Tanchumen. I'm just making you feel good. I have no intention. It's not going to be mechayev me to give you that. Shtar says not. So an interesting question. The nefesh chaya asks. Wait a minute. How is it possible for the seller to be able to even say this? How could the seller give Shimon's the seller, Reuven's the buyer? How could someone else take away Reuven's field that he bought from Shimon? The halacha is, you're not allowed to take purchased land until you take, unless if there's free land available. So if Reuven's making a promise, I have free land available to give you in case it gets taken away, how can the person never take it away?
No, cash.
What?
Doesn't say
he's going to give him land. No, Magvina Loch Shufra. Shufra's good land.
He's talking about...
What? How can I even say that?
No. It says, I will compensate you the value of the land.
Oh, look at Rashi. Me'idi is shivin achasai. I'll give you the best stuff I have.
Yeah,
so the question is, how did the person ever take Shimon's land instead of taking this piece of land? Right? He gives an answer over here that, what?
Sold that land too.
No, or he made it in Apotiki. He had, this is the land, we're going to get to Apotiki today also. He specified to somebody, if as ever have a debt, that's land you can take. So, you can take that land regardless of his other land. Okay. So it's just Mili Ba'almahu. Mili Ba'alma. Right. So, what? So what you're asking is, well, Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. In other words, I made a promise to give you the land. What do you mean I don't intend it? What do you mean I made you a promise? If anything happens, what, an oral statement also good, right? It's not America. In America, you have what's called a statute of frauds. There can't be oral contracts for transfers of land. It doesn't have that in the Gemara. So I promised you I'll give you the land. But my intention was I'm never going to do it. I'm just making you feel good. Dvarim Shebelev and Dvarim. So the Aruch Shai answers, yeah, but the Shtar says no. The Shtar says no. The Shtar beats what you said. Right? If the Shtar would be silent, the Shtar says, B'davka not. Why would someone sign a Shtar like that? I don't know, but he did. Okay. Amar le Ravashi la meimar, time am I. The whole reason why. This is the halacha, kivan de lokeach boy las nuye, because it's the kivan sins, de lokeach boy las nuye. The buyer is the one who should say, well, what kind of guarantee am I getting? That's the buyer's, normally the buyer says such a thing. Right? The buyer says, what kind of guarantee am I getting? I'm not buying this. What happens if you owe debt and I'm going to lose it? Over here, hacha, over here, mocher kamasni. It's the seller's the one who's saying it. That's very unusual. Seller's saying, don't worry, I guarantee. No seller does that. Therefore, amarta we say, p'tuim yibi almahu. It's just saying it to flatter it. Right? Elamasnis and ktani, diktani, but our brisa yesterday that we ended off with was where the buyer said, l'kishayu lach mos, if you ever come up with the money, amzir lach, I'll return it to you. Right? That's how we ended off yesterday. If the buyer says, I'm buying this land from you, but if you ever win the lottery and you decide you want to buy it back, no problem, I'll sell it back. Mutter. We said that was mutter. Right? The mocher hu, the boy last nuye. Normally, it's the seller who should make that statement. Listen, I'm selling it, I'm really in a bad strait. If I ever have the money, can I buy it back? That's normally the way it goes. Mocher lo asne, the seller didn't say a word. Lokeach kamasne. It was the buyer who said it. The buyer said, we said yesterday, right? The buyer said, if you ever come up with the money, you want to buy it back, it's not a problem. Vamrina, we said, Maishno Reisho, Maishno Seifa. Hakam, when the buyer said it, we said it was good. And when the seller said it, we said it was no good. Right? Remember that from yesterday? Right? Hakam, and what did we answer? Vamarava, Seifa the Amale, Nami Daite. The Seifa was, I'm not saying I'm going to do it, I'm saying I'm going to think about it. Right? I'll think about it. Bother me in a year when you win the lottery. In the meantime, leave me alone. I'll think about it. So it was not really a smicha zas, and therefore we said it wasn't a ribbons problem. No problems. Taima, the whole reason why he said it's mutter is the amale midaite. Because he said, I'll think it over. Halo amale midaite. But if he didn't say that, I'll think it over. Lo amrinan, we wouldn't say, betu emili ba'almahu. We wouldn't say, why didn't we say, well, it's just stop talking. We don't say that, right? We don't say that. So Amale, so by the way, they point out, this is a kasha on yesterday's statement, right? Yesterday we had that this kasha is who's asking this kasha? The kasha is being asked by Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is asking kasha to Amemar. You, Amemar, said that when in this case it's just petume mili ba'alma, he's just making him feel good. But yesterday, that didn't come up. Yesterday we said the only reason why the wrong person could say something is we said midaite. But it's the wrong person. Normally the buyer's the one who, the seller's the one who says it. Yesterday the buyer said it. Here also, normally it's the buyer who wants a guarantee, and the seller said it. Right? So that's what a main shot is. So Rav Ashi says, now what about yesterday? How come yesterday that issue didn't come up? So a main answers back, Nasa Kimanda Amale Midaita Itmar. That's what he meant to say. He meant to say, it's as if he said, I'll think about it. In other words, just to make him feel good. The same answer. Same thing. So I want to point out, yesterday, that was Rava. Rava gave that answer. a Maimar is an Amora, and so is Rava an Amora. They can say different things. Kind of catches this. Rashi says to Maimar, how could you say that I'm just making him feel good? Rava gave a different answer yesterday. Rava says, does it mean he's only going to think about it? What, Rava and Maimar can't argue? Okay, Rava and Maimar argue. What's the big deal? Right? Rava and Maimar are not allowed to argue. They're both Amoraim. It's not a bright. If it was a bright, you'd have a problem. Right? They're both Amoraim. So the answer is many times, the Gemara will do that many times. They'll ask the Kasha just to try to reconcile even Amoraim also. In the Konami, they could argue. But if maybe they're not arguing. So the Gemara says they're not arguing. Same thing. When Rava said, yes, I'll think about it, he just said, yeah, I'll make you feel good. Yeah, fine. I'll you win the lottery, come talk to me. You offer me a deal, and everything has its price. Maybe, yeah. You hear? What? It's not so far-fetched. They wanted to try to make a reconciliation. Dabogin Giborim says, no, Amemar was sitting there when Ravashi and Rava were learning this. So, if Amemar was sitting there, what did he say something different for? So Ravashi said to him, what are you saying something different for? Didn't we go over this with Rava already? So Amemar says, yeah, I'm saying the same thing. That's all. Okay? Okay. Next. Where are we up to? Ahu Shechiv Meira. There was a Shechiv Meira. Shechiv Meira is a guy on his deathbed. And the Kasav Legitil of the Bitsu. He wrote a get to his wife. He wrote a get to his wife because they didn't have any children, and he didn't want her to fall to his lousy brother. Right? In Yibam. His lousy brother. He didn't want her to fall to that. So what did he do? He wrote her a get. Now Rashi says he didn't write in the get that it only takes effect after Misa. Why he didn't write that, I don't know. So it's going to take effect right now. If he recovers, they're not going to be married. If he recovers, they're not going to be married. He's giving her a get right now.
They can be married.
I know, maybe he was, I don't know. Anyway, Ingid v'isnach, he was groaning and kretching. Ugh, I have to give a get. Right? Ugh, I'm so upset about this. So, Amrulay, so the wife says, Amai ko misnachas. Why are you so upset? E kaimis didach ana, I will always be with you. That's what she said. So what does that statement mean? I will always be with you. So Amar of Zvid, but do immediately be Amahu. She's just making him feel good. She can't control what happens, right? Amalev Acham Dif Lovina, what Vilah Petu immediately, and if she's not trying to make him feel good, what is she trying to do? My bidide kaima lemishte tana begita. What, she can make conditions? She has the power to make conditions. What?
Only he does.
Bididei kai milimishrei tana. Only he can make such conditions. He could have said only chal achamisa, but he didn't do that. Maybe he wasn't such a lamdan. He didn't know. What do you mean? She said it's not even, it's nothing. It's a meaningless statement from her. So the Gemara says, no. Ma'azem, I would have thought, Hu gufa daite dida kagamir v'yav gita. Right, when he heard her say that, he was masking to such a tanai. Right, it's only going to be if... So really, she said it, but she gave him the idea in his head. And I said, oh, I didn't know about that. Oh, yeah, right, now I feel good. Now I'm only going to give you the get on tanai that I die. Kamash Milan, we don't say that. We don't say that. Therefore, her words were just pituim mili ba'alma. She's making him feel good. In the Chanami, has no validity. She can't. She's not in the driver's seat. Okay. Hilvehu al sadehu. Okay. Today's daf is all about. Now we're going to get to the following issue. The Mishnah said that if somebody says. Halvehu al sadehu, right? I'm borrowing your field. I'm going to borrow your field. If i'atanosin li mikan v'adshaloshanim harehi sheli. If you don't pay me back in 3 years, I'm keeping the field. And you know what? He gets to keep the field, right? He gets to keep the field. Fine. Right. The Malva says, if you don't pay me back in 3 years, I'm keeping the field. It's a Malva talking. The Malva's talking. And the field, by the way, is worth much more than the land, than the loan. And the Malva says that, and the Lova shakes his head. Okay? The whole daf today is going to be about the concept of asmachta. Asmachta is a statement of reliance. It comes from the word somech, right? To be able to rely. It's a statement of reliance. There's a machlokes in the Tanoim whether or not a statement of reliance works. There's a machlokes. The one who says it works says it works. The one who says it doesn't work was the guy didn't mean it. It's a built-in, I didn't mean it. Why did I say it? Because I'm a big shot. I'm a show-off. Yo, I promise you can take my field back. You can take my field if I don't come pay. He didn't mean that. Nobody means to say these statements. Nobody wants to lose their pride. No one wants to lose anything they have. Why do they say it? Because they're show-offs. So, this is a case of asmachta, if you think about it. If you don't come back, it's really reverse. But you'll see. Okay? So, Amar Rav Huna, b'shas matan mos, at the time of the loan, right? But at the time of the loan, kona hakol, if that statement was made at the time of the loan, I'm lending you this, if you don't pay me back, I'm keeping it, then everyone agrees, then kona hakol, he keeps the whole field. He keeps the whole field. Why? That's not asmachta. It's a kinyan. It's part of the kinyan. It's part of the kinyan. Okay? B'shas matan mos, hakol kona hakol. La'acha matan mos. What, after a year later, you make such a statement like that? A year later, lo kona ela kineged ma'osav. You can only collect the value of the loan. Listen, this is a default. So if the guy doesn't pay the loan, taka, you're entitled to something. You're entitled to it. You have a $1,000 loan. The field's worth $10,000. So you're entitled to $1,000 of that field. After all, the guy defaulted. He didn't pay you. You're entitled to something. You're entitled to the whole thing? No way. Why? Because it was said 2 years later. It was said 2 years, the statement was said 2 years later. You know, by the way, you have a year left. If I don't pay me, if I don't pay you in the next year, you keep the whole thing. That's asmachta. Okay? You can keep whatever you lent. That's only fair. After all, the guy did default. There's a reason why he gave you a mashkin. Right? Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, no. Afilu acha matan mos, kona hakol. Even after the matan mos, even after the transaction, it's 6 months left to the loan. By the way, you bump into the guy in shul. By the way, you have 6 months to pay me. Don't worry about that. I don't pay you. Keep the whole thing. Keep the whole thing. You can keep the whole thing. All right, where's the kinyan? Where's the kinyan? How can you keep the whole thing? There's no kinyan. The mashkin. So some say at the time of the loan, it was like, if it ever comes up that this statement's going to be made, it's going to be a valid kinyan from today. From day one.
What?
Why isn't it a ribbis problem? So we said in the mission, it's not a ribbis problem. What? No, it's not a matana. Right. Yeah, why isn't it a ribbis problem? So we said in the mission, what did we say there? I'm looking up now. So because we assume that it's a sale. We assume it's a sale, not a loan anymore. Once you default, it turns into a sale. So it's a sale, this is the price. You charge me a $10,000 field for $1,000. You could do that. Okay? Okay. Amar Rav Nachman of the Ga. I'm sorry. Ovad Rav Nachman of the Ga be Reish Galusa Kishmaite. Rav Nachman paskin this way once by the Reish Galusa. He paskin this way. That what? He allowed even after the time of the loan. He allowed the borrower, the lender to keep the borrower's field. And this statement was made, not Matan Mos. Kar Rabbi Yehuda l'shtar. Rabbi Yehuda ripped it up. Rabbi Yehuda saw that shtar, he ripped it up. The Chasam Sofer asks, how could Rabbi Yehuda do that? Rav Nachman's a bezin. So how can a different bezin override Rav Nachman's bezin? What gave Rabbi Yehuda the right to do that? It was not a mistake. It was a mistake. If Rav Nachman paskin, you're allowed to drive a car in Shabbos, that's a clear mistake. It wasn't a mistake. They have machlokas in the din. So who gave Rabbi Yehuda the right to rip up Rav Nachman's shtar? So the Chasam Sofer answers, now you're not going to like this answer, the Chasam Sofer answers that he ripped it up before they went to the bed, and Rav Nachman never knew that. In other words,
he obviously didn't know it.
What?
The words he didn't know it.
What do you mean?
The Reish Chalutza was telling
him. Right, no, a case came before Rav Nachman with the Reish Chalutza, and he passed it, you can keep it. Happens to be that 2 years before that, Rav Huda ripped it up. No one knew. Maybe the Reish Chalutza knew, but Rav Nachman didn't know. Rav Nachman didn't know this happened earlier from Rav Yehuda. Right? He didn't know. Had the 3 years passed, and then they come to Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda never would have had the right to rip it up. He never would have had the right. Right? Because once the Rav Nachman makes a psak, you can't go to run, you can't run to another bastion. Right? That's the Rav Nachman pasuk. That's what Chazal Zohar says. It must be that Rav Yehuda ripped it up beforehand. Rav Nachman never knew that. So they came to him, he gave a psak. But otherwise, makes sense. Makes sense. Anyway, Amalei Reish Chalutza, now the Reish Chalutza wakes up. But Rabbi Yehuda Karel Shtarach, Rabbi Yehuda ripped it up. So Amar Lei Dardikikari, well, you think a little child ripped it up? You think a little boy? Gavra Rava Kari, a great man ripped it up. We have to go, Chaza Bataima Ukari, we have to go look into his reason. Why did he rip it up? I have to get to think about it. What did Rabbi Yehuda rip it up for? Maybe I have to rethink my position. I'm talking about Rabbi Yehuda after all. Igid Yami, another slightly different version. Amalei Dardika Kare, a child ripped it up. Also, same type of idea. Tekuli Alma Lagabi Didi Bedina Dardiki Ninu. When it comes to, it's not being a Baldaiva. When it comes to Dini Mamanits, everybody is a child next to me. And they point out, we pass like Rav Nachman when it comes to Dini Mamanits. We always pass like Rav Nachman when it comes to Dini Mamanits. He was the expert in Dini Mamanits. So he wasn't so impressed. That Rehuda argued with him. Hadar Abba Rav Nachman, that actually Rav Nachman actually retracted. He took his shita back. And he said, Afilu b'shas ma'an mos, lo kanav lo klum. Even at the time of the loan, you don't even acquire the amount of the loan. That's a very strong point. He did a total 360. Not, right? I lent you $1,000. I took a $10,000 field zamashkin. But we never made up at the time. Even, I don't even get $1,000 worth of the field. Nothing do I get. Why? Because he's going to hold, you can't do that. It's a problem of smachta. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Eitzvei Rav Lo Rav Nachman, im iatinosin li mikan vad shalosh anam, harei hi shali, harei hu shalo. But doesn't the Mishnah say you're allowed to do that? Rav Nachman, how can you be so machmir? The Mishnah says it's mutter. The Mishnah said, if the guy says that, it works. Rav Nachman comes along, it doesn't work. What is Rav Nachman doing? So Amale, he says, that was Rav Nachman's answer. Ani Omer Asmach Dekanya. I hold. Ani Omer Asmach Dekanya. I held. I used to hold that such a thing would work. Umenume Omer Asmach Dekanya. And now I figured out that I was wrong, and I went to change my shita that Asmach does not work. Like who? Like Menume. So it's Menume's problem, not my problem. I'm holding on to him. Go ask him. So Kutaka, Umanuni Nam Kasha Masnisan. Rabbi also has a kasha. What about us? What about the Mishnah? The Mishnah is a problem. Right? Exactly. It's always a smachta. It's always a smachta. So how are we gonna answer the Mishnah? Two questions. First of all, our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yossi, who said what? Asmachta does work. It's a machlokas tanoim. The Ibaizema or the Amalek Krimi Achshav. Or it would say that no, it's retroactive. If you don't pay me, you own it from right this minute. Right? Not when you don't pay me, but when you don't pay me, it belongs to you from right now. And all the produce, we had this yesterday, all the produce has got to go into escrow. Why? We don't know who it belongs to. It could be, maybe you'll pay me, it belongs to you. You won't pay me, it belongs to me. That's ribbis. Therefore, since we don't know who it belongs to, we have to wait for the 3 years to end. During those 3 years, nobody eats it. Why? Because in year three, if it turns out the guy doesn't pay the default on the loan, that it belonged to him from year one, that would be ribbis to eat in the middle. But what do you see from this Gemara? By the way, the Shloss says that whenever the Gemara gives an answer, very interesting, and the Gemara will say, give an answer, Ebay say him another answer. Whenever the Gemara does that, then the first answer is not a good answer, says the Shloss. But if the Gemara gives, it says, Eboizema, by both answers, then they're both good answers. See, the Gemara says, Eboizema, Eboizema. Eboizema is from Yossi, Eboizema, it was retroactive. Right? Eboizema is in both places. Okay? The Kasha, what do you get, what do you see from all this? The bottom line is, that a smach doesn't work. Esther Amban, a bomb Kasha. Ready for this Kasha? If a smach doesn't work, Isn't every tanai an asmachta? Think about it. Every tanai is an asmachta. But they got a Bnei Reuben, tell Moshe Rabbeinu, oh, don't worry about it. We'll fight for you. You give us the land. An asmachta. Every tanai is asmachta. But here's asmachta. Well, you're going to tell me. I'm going to give you the land. It's asmachta. How do we answer it? Oh, it's like a Rabbi Yossi. Make her a din. We don't hold like a Rabbi Yossi.
But not every case has problems attached to it.
Like, what do you mean?
Here, you're going to have a problem with those 3 years. What are we going to do with everything that goes on in between?
Right, okay. Okay.
Sometimes you can have a case with a condition on it that doesn't necessarily even affect everything that goes on before or afterwards.
Yes, I think someone gives that. There are 9 answers to this question. There are 9 answers to this kasha. No, it's a bomb kasha. Right. Well, I think once someone gives your answer, that B'nai Gadim, there are no problems. There's no suffix what to do. So first of all...
If not this, then this.
Right. So first of all, right. Some give that answer. If just a simple... Some say that really Mid'oraisa Asmachta does work. For sure works. It's a Din D'Rabbanan, it doesn't work. Okay? Therefore what? Right, it's only the Takana D'Rabbanan. That's what some give that answer. Some say Asmachta without a guzma is okay. It's not a guzma. We'll fight for the land. You will fight. You give us the land. It's not a guzma. Right, no one. Why would anyone give away their whole entire field? It's only $1,000 loan. Why are they giving $10,000 away? That's such an exaggeration. Obviously, not smachta. All these types of answers. What else? Yeah. Some say that by a bez din choshuv, like Moshe Rabbeinu, these types of cases, then there's also no smachta problem. Nobody's going to walk into a bez din choshuv and make these ridiculous statements that they're not going to keep. And you can't rely on them. You can rely on nobody would ever do that. Someone give that answer. The Bach says that. Yeah. Some say it's hard to figure this out. Some say if the statement's on you, that's the Ramban's answer. If you're told it in yourself, that's asmachta. But if you're told it in something else, that's not asmachta. I'm not sure what that means. B'nei Gadim, B'nei Reuven, it wasn't a problem. Why? Well, they were told it themselves. We promised to fight, so they could sit back and not fight. I'm not exactly sure. It's a kasha. When you hear the kasha, well, what a bomb kasha. When you think about it, it can't have a world where there's no tanoim. It has to be tanoim. What's the difference between a tanoim and a asmachta? It's a fine line. Right? They're coming up with all these answers. They're very fine lines. The kasha still, you have to... It's hard to spend time. It's like a lamda shakasha in the middle of dafyomi, but it's interesting to raise a kasha. Okay. Next, Amalei Mar Yenuka Mar Kashisha Bnei Rav Chista Rav Ashi. Mar Yenuka and Mar Kashisha were the children of Rav Chista. Fascinating. So Rav Chista had 2 children with the same name. Some say their name was really Mar. Others say no. But Yenuka means young and Kashisha means old. So either one was old and one was young. Or one was born to Rav Chista in his youth, and one was born to Rav Chista in his old age. And they had 2 children with the exact same name. Some say the name was Mar, some say the name was something else, but they called them, old and young to because they had the same name. It's all discussion, can you name 2 kids with the same name?
Could be that's what he named different names, and other people called them that.
No, no one says that. Everyone says he named them the same name. So the question is, can you do that? I thought, unbelievable, Kasha, So some say it's an Ein Hara to do that. Even if they're both alive, even if one's not alive. One died, you shouldn't name 2 kids with the same name. Rav Chista did it. So Shaila, what about if you name a boy Simcha? You name a boy Simcha, and then you name a girl Simcha. So it's not even 2 boys, because I think it's like the only name that could be for a girl and a boy. Right? Is there any other names that could be for a girl or for a boy?
Yonah.
What?
Yonah
and Ariel. Right? Very few names. Right? So there are a few names that. So what about that? Can you do that? All these names for him go to town on Rav Chista's sons. Anyway.
Rabbis have been dealing with it soon.
Yeah?
Yes, he wants to make sure I'm named.
Oh, really? So Amalei ma'yinukim ha'kshisha d'nemei Rav Chista l'Ravashi. Hachi amri nahardoi, m'shmeit Rav Nachman. So they said in the Nahardoi, the name of Nachman. Hayasmachta b'zmanei kanya. At its time it works. Below b'zmanei lo kanya. Not at its time it doesn't work. That's the statement they made. So Amalei, call me di. Everything in the world. B'zmanei kanya. Below b'zmanei lo kanya. Forget asmachta. You can't change the terms of an agreement after the agreement. Only b'zmanei can... Maybe I'm going to sell you my pen for $1. I come back tomorrow. No, I change it to $2. You can't do that. Bizmane yeah, but shlo bizman not. So what do you mean asmach is different? So here's what he meant to say. Ashkeche begoiz mane. If you bump into each other, the loan still didn't expire. It's within the 3 years. The loan didn't expire. Vamale, kani, and you say, and that's some asmach the statement. You can keep it, whatever. Connie, that'll work. Busser's money. But now you're already defaulted. You're already defaulted. Now you bump into him. You're all embarrassed. You're already defaulted. For Amalei, and you say, Connie, all right, take my field. Take my field. Lo, Connie, that doesn't work. My time, or why not? Because Machmas Kisufu hu deka Amalei, because you were embarrassed. You know you defaulted. You don't have the money. So what do you say? Take my field. You had no intention of giving him the field.
At that point, he doesn't have a choice.
Why?
Because they made an agreement that
They didn't make any agreement. It's a mashkin. We didn't make an agreement. It was a mashkin. Now the mashkin's worth 10 times the price of the loan. You're going to lose 10 times the price because you defaulted?
So before the time, you can give it up.
Below it's not true. Afilu, bego, zmani, nami, lo, kanye. Even during this man, it doesn't work. It never works. Why? Because nobody will give away 10 times the price of the loan. Vadika Amalei Kani. Why do you say it works? Why do you say that? Right? Why do you say that? They bumped into each other. Why do you say that? There's 3 months left to the loan. Why do you say keep my field? Because Kasava kima dizmane lo lisi litradon. When the loan is due, he won't come bother me. I'm going to be late. He'll think he's keeping the field. Of course he's not, because it's a smachta. I have no intention of giving him the field. Okay, when I have the money, I'll pay him. In the meantime, he'll keep quiet. He'll leave me alone. He thinks he has my field. And when all the dust settles, I get my field back, I'll pay him the loan. That's why he said that. A smachta's lo kanya. You hear this? Amar Papa. Exactly, because a smachta doesn't work. Exactly, a smachta doesn't work. Our Mishnah said it does. Well, that was Rabbi Yossi. Right? Amar of Papa, listen to this. Hi, Asmachta. No, the Papa says no. Zimnin Kanye, Zimnin Lo Kanye. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Ashkeche, Dekashasi Shichra. If the day is the last day of the loan, where's this guy? He's in the tavern. He's drinking it up. Well, what about paying back the loan? Obviously, he doesn't mind if his field gets taken away from him. Kani. And you know what? The field belongs to the lender. Why? Because this guy's drinking, he's in the tavern, he's went to the movies. That's what he's doing the night before the loan's due. He's partying? No, it doesn't make any sense. Nobody would do that. Obviously, he says Lamar, he doesn't mind losing his field.
Doesn't make any difference what he's doing.
1 minute. Connie, he's collecting door to door, trying to raise that cash. Obviously, low Connie. It doesn't work. Why? Look what he's doing. He doesn't want to lose that field. He's doing everything he can to raise the money. Who said, Dilma maybe lepakuche pachte koshasi? Maybe he's going to drown out his sorrow. He can't raise the money. He might as well go to the bar. So right? Inami or in a shachwini asam chezuze. He has a rich uncle who's going to give him a check. You can't judge by this. Right? He has a rich uncle who's going to give him a check, right? So he doesn't have to worry. He went to the tavern. Right? He went to the tavern with the slave, right? To go dancing by the tavern. That's where he spent his time. Doesn't mean anything. Can't judge. Ella, it's amazing. It's an amazing havamir. Right? Where's the guy? Where the guy is? That determines what his mindset is. Right?
And this is a day before the loan,
right. Ella Amaravina, a different way. E copied bedami. If the guy doesn't have a yard sale, why doesn't he have a yard sale? This guy should have a yard sale to raise cash. If he's makpid on all his money, then vaday kani. He certainly doesn't mind losing his field. Who said Dilma? Maybe savar ki heki de lo tizel. Maybe he doesn't want to. He doesn't want to, you know why he doesn't want to have a yard sale? Because people know what they're having a yard sale for. He's hard up for cash. I'll buy his beautiful stereo for $10. People don't do that. It's not a raya that doesn't care. You know why people don't want to have yard sales? Because they get bupkis for their stuff. Doesn't want to do it. That's not a raya. El Amar of Papa, wait a minute. Ekap and Ba'ara Vadaikani. If he's machmir on his land, Rashi points out, for full value, then for sure it's kana. In other words, somebody offers him, he has two fields. One is going to lose. Sell the other one. You're getting full value. He doesn't do that, then he doesn't care. Then it would be kona. Why don't you do that? I understand you don't want to lose value. I understand you don't want to have a yard sale. All your stuff gets sold for cheap. But the guy's offering you full price. He's still not doing it? Obviously, you don't mind losing 10 times the price on the other field. Otherwise, you'd sell this one. The Amr of Papa, Papa says, I forgot the Amr of Banat Smachta Lokanya, even though he said Smachta doesn't work, Apotiki have a Lemigve Mine. Apotiki does work. So Amalei, Rav Huna, Rav Nassim, Rav Papa, Mika Amalei Kari Leguvaina, does it really work? How could it work? We didn't even say what it means yet. But how could that work? And Amalei Marzutra, Rav Mari, Ravina, he asks another Kasha, E Amr Kani Lemigve Mine, Kani? If he tells him you can take the field, it works. So, the bottom line is, it's a smachta lo kanya. How doesn't work? El apotiki, the kamar of papa, maihi. What's apotiki? The amalei, lo yehe lecha prod elamizu. You can take this field for a debt. Since he promised him this field, that it's as if he told him this is definitely a field, that's not under the din of a smachta. Hahu gavri, there's once a guy, the zavin le ara lechavre, b'achrayas. He sold him his field to a friend with achrayas. In other words, if anything happens to this field, I'll repay you a different field. If it gets taken away, you can give me the best of your stuff. No, that I'm not going to give you. I want it for myself. I'll give you a different good field I have. Not the best of the best, I'll give you the best. Well, so, the end of the story was, Turfe mine. The guy lost his field. The field was taken away. So Asa Badka. Then what happened was the guy, the seller, his land, his best of the best, got a flood. Badka got a flood, and it was worthless. So Shakil Ide Idius. He lost his id, and now what happened was, now the guy comes and says, okay, my field was taken away, give me the idius. So the guy says, no, but my idius Shabi Idius was flooded. So now the idiot I was going to give you, that's now my idiot Sheba idiot. So now I'm going to give you even worse. You hear?
Yeah, because you
didn't ask, therefore... Everything went up a notch.
So, Sabra Papa Lememar, me idiots, Amalei, Vakaima.
You promised him idiots and you have the idiots. What, you had a flood, so who cares?
Amalei Rav Achim Adifti Leravina Vlei Malei Ki Amru Lach Ana Magvina Lach Da Havi Idiots Shev Idiots Kaima Hash Da Kaima Le Idiots Bemakom Idi Idiots.
What do you mean? I only really, because it all goes by das. I really meant to say, whatever the best I have, I'm keeping for myself. I'm only giving you second best. That's what he meant to say. I'm only giving you second best. Now that my best is gone, my second best became my best. So now I'm giving you my third best, which is now my second best. Right? That we can only say such a thing by land. Because it's a built-in understanding. When the guy says, no, I'm not giving you my best. I'm not giving you my best of the best. I'm only giving you my second best. Right? What he meant to say was, whether I have it or not, whatever is my best, you're not getting. Whatever is my second best, you're getting. At the time of the loan, he had better. Now it got lost. It got flooded. So he's allowed to give him the cheaper. Okay?
Rav Bar Shva, Havimasik Be'er of Kahana Zuzi. You know what? Let's stop here, because the story goes all the way to the bottom of the page, and we're not going to have time to finish it. It's a little bit of a complicated story, so we'll stop here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. Okay, Tamachei. Today is Tamachei, and we're actually on Tamachei. We're about seven lines down on Tamachei. The last word on the line is Amar Abaya. Today's shir is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, L'ilu Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, Haiman Damasik Zuze de Ribisa. Somebody owes a Zuz in Ribis. You always zuz. And the bechaver, to your friend. V'ka'azli chiti arba griye bezuze b'shuka. Right now, you can buy 4 bushels of wheat for a zuz. I owe you a zuz in ribbis. And it happens to be that for a zuz, I can buy 4 bushels of wheat. But v'yavle ihu chamisha. But I give you 5 bushels of wheat. I have to pay you ribbis, right? I owe you the ribbis. So I pay you 5 bushels of wheat. I only owe you a zuz. And a zuz only costs 4 bushels. But I pay you an extra bushel. So now, we're going to see at Amud Beis that we hold that when it comes to real bona fide Doraisa ribbis, you have to give it back. We had a machlokas about that? Remember? Right, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Eliezer, do you have to pay the ribbis back if it's Doraisa? If it's a Rabbanan, you sure don't. If it's Doraisa, it's a machlokas, we hold you do. So now, ki mafkinan mine, when we make you pay it back, arba mafkinan mine, arba mafkinan mine, we make you only pay back 4. The guy gave you 5. Yeah, but that wasn't ribbis. Why'd he do that? I don't know. He had to give you 4. He had to give you a zuz. The market price was 4 bushels of wheat. The guy gave you an extra bushel? You don't have to give that back. It's not ribbis. The fifth one, Ozele Huda Kamazel Gabe. He just gave it to you. I don't know why he did that. Maybe he happened to have gotten a cheap price for the wheat. Maybe it was junk wheat. Maybe it was cheap wheat. And maybe it was... who knows why? That's not the ribbis. Rava Omar. Rava says no. Chamisha mafkina mine. No, you have to give back 5. Why? Because may karba tarot to biza asil yadeh. The whole thing was ribbis. It's amazing how you can have the exact same event and they can look at it two opposite ways. We always like Rava. Right? Rava says, no, what do you mean it's ribbis? The fact that you got a cheap, who knows what? I don't know what. Who knows? Doesn't make a difference. Bimar Abaya, a similar halacha. Haiman demasik arbe zuzi derbisa bechavre. Let's say I owe you 4 zuz of ribbis. I owe you 4 zuz. The yavle glima begabai, and I take, and I, instead of giving you 4 zuz, I give you my shirt. It's worth 4 zuz. It's worth 4 zuz. I don't have cash. I give you my shirt. So mafkinan minei, and when I have to give it back, arba'a mafkinan minei, we make him give back 4. Glima la mafkinan minei, you have to give back the shirt? I like the shirt very much. I really prefer the shirt over cash. It's a very good, special shirt. So when I give you back, I have to give mamash the shirt. No. I can give you back the 4 zuz. That's what it cost. Rava Amar, no. Glima mafkina mine. You have to give back the shirt. My time of why? The kihechi de lo ligmru, lemru, people shouldn't say, look at that guy. The guy comes to the shirt with a talus. Glima de mechasek because glima de rabisahu. He's wearing a ribbis talus. Pretty embarrassing. You walk around the street, look at that shirt you got from Rivers. So Rava says, give back the shirt. Why is wheat different? Because nobody would ever say that by food. Oh, look at the bread he's eating. It comes from, nobody knows that. When it comes to specific items, that's how the Rishonim explain the difference. When it comes to specific items, a shirt, a talis, a car, right? You're driving around, that's a busha. It's a chil Hashem. The Rishonim call it a chil Hashem. You're driving around in a car, you walk into shul with a talis that you got from ribbis proceeds, that's a bazillion. You're eating an apple, the guy gave you an extra apple? No one knows that. Therefore, you have to give it back. Do you have to give back mamash the wheat? No, you can give back the cash. When it comes to items that people are going to look at you and say, look at this guy, what a bazillion, then you have to give back the actual item. Make sense? Okay. Amar Rava, another one. Haiman demasik tracer zuzi derbisa bechavre. Listen to this. It's not going to be easy to understand. Somebody owes Haiman demasik tracer zuzi derbisa bechavre. I owe $12 in ribbis. I owe you $12 in ribbis. Okay? Who owes the $12? The borrower, right? Right? The agarle chatzar dimitagra ba'asara, and the malve, the lender, is supposed to get $12 in ribbis, right? However, the agarle chatzar dimitagra ba'asara, the love has a hotel. The love has a hotel, and normally it's $10 a night to stay in the hotel. So the lovid says, listen, I'll let you come into the hotel, but I'll charge you $12 a night. That'll be the ribbit that I owe you. Understand? Maybe I'm off on $2. I have a free night in the hotel. Right, that'll be the ribbit. What about the extra $2 that he owes him? So the guy, listen, the lovid says, be mochel, come to the hotel, spend the night, and the extra $2, I'm charging you $12 for the night. Normally it costs 10, but you I'm charging 12. What's the halacha? No problem. So you can do that. Right, you can do that. However, the ogre nahale betraysar, I'm charging you 12. Kimaf kinan mine, when we make him pay it back, you have to pay back the rivers, right? How much do we make him pay back? We make him pay back 12. You hear this? Why? Why do we make him pay back 12? Because...
So you're talking about two forbidden transactions here.
No, there's rivers.
That was the...
Oh, that's going to be the answer. The Dabal was going to... I never would have agreed to that. So what do you mean? You agreed.
How can I agree to rivers? You did it.
You're not allowed to do it. You did it. So we agreed, I owe you $12 in rivers. Now, I don't have the rivers to pay you. Right? But I have a hotel. So you come, Marcel, you come to my hotel for the night.
Right,
it costs $10 a night, but I'm going to charge you $12. You say, all right, fine. I lose the $2. Now, the halacha is that when you caught with rivers, you have to pay it back. So you have to pay me back. You got rivers. You got a free night in a hotel. You have to pay me back. How much do you pay back? Pay back 12. 12. I only charge 10 per night. Right? But that was the river's agreement was $12. Right? You understand? So wait a minute. Amalei Ravachami Difti Lorvina. Vale Malay, what do you mean? The Malva's gonna say, Kiagra Hachi Havi Kamish Darshali. I thought I was gaining by this deal. The only reason I agreed to go to the hotel was because I was gaining. Hashta, Dolomishtarshili, now that I'm not gaining, but how much am I not gaining? I gotta pay that 12? Ka'agwa kuliyamahabe. The agrana. They treat me like everybody else. Make me pay back the 10. And the other two, I should pay 2 out of my pocket? That's right? So the Gemara says, no. Mishum de amale, tzavarta, v'kabalta. You thought this over, and you agreed to it. You agreed. Therefore, you stuck with the extra two to pay back. You hear this? We wouldn't have thought that on our own. We would never have said the halacha on our own. But it's not such common sense halacha. What do you mean? I have to pay back 12. Right, that's exactly the point. That's exactly the point. The rivers was 12. The fact that you got a discount, we're very sorry. Right? You agreed to that discount. Right? Okay. The Taz has a whole question. Would the halacha be different if it was an item? In other words, rent is not tangible. Coming to spend the night in a hotel is not a tangible item. So then we could say, you give. What if it's a watch, and it really costs $1,000, but I'll charge it $1,300. Like, what about if it's a real item? What would be the halacha then? In other words, do we say this rule only because it's an intangible item? So we can make up any price we want. Or no, even by real items we would say this did. So Taz has a question about that. Yeah.
The guy now the best that doesn't make him return because it's rebates.
I'm sorry, say again?
Rebates is forbidden.
Right.
So if you charge rebates, it doesn't matter if I agree to pay the rebates. The best can go say give him back.
Right.
So this whole transaction here would be undoing both ways. Because instead of the guy who rented the hotel for 10, for 12,
right,
has to give back 2. But the other guy who charged the 12 to begin with has to give him all the 12 back because it's rebates.
No, that's not rebates.
Well, what do you mean?
The owner of the hotel is not being over. He's not charging ribbis. He's paying his ribbis.
He's paying, no, so the other.
So the halacha is when you pay ribbis, you get it back. What?
He has to pay 12 back.
Right.
Right? Why? That was the ribbis. I owed you 12. Here's the case, Mark. I owe him $12 in ribbis. I don't have $12. So I have a hotel.
You have services.
I have
services.
But I charge $10 for the service, but I'm charging him $12. He agrees to that. So he got $12 worth of services. Really, I charge everyone else $10. Now we come to Bezdin. He has to give me back $12.
I, the Marcel, the Gemara says, Marcel, what are you talking about? Why should I give him $12? I didn't. Everyone else pays ten. I'm losing an extra $2. The answer is no. He thought about it. He was masking. We're very sorry. Now you're telling me it's Rivers. I'm being over in Rivers by
from the beginning of the transaction.
But what's the difference if I pay you $12 or I invite you to my hotel? What's the difference? The halacha is you have to give it back to me. I gave extra money. It's Rivers. I gave you $12. You have to give it back to me. Of course I did an Aveira. No question I didn't. Everyone does. The Aiden, everyone does an Aveira.
Right.
The question is, you have to make the guy who paid the ribbons has to be made whole. That's what's going on. So I lost my room. One of my rooms one night was taken up by you. I couldn't rent it to him.
So the end of this transaction should be that you pay me $10 for my room and that's it. Because
so you pay me $10.
No, because
I can't pay you $10. It's ribbons. We're talking about ribbons. This $10 was supposed to be ribbons. It's above and beyond the loan. I paid you the loan back. I just haven't paid you the ribbons. Why did I agree to it? Because that's how people are. People agree to ribbons. What can I tell you? But now I'm doing it. So you're paying me back the 12. I would charge everyone else 10, but you agree to it. All right, we got to move. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Marbin al-Haschar. You're allowed to charge ribbons when it comes to rent. The ain marbin al hamecher, but now when it comes to a sale, what does that mean? We have we're up to the Mishnah on Tzamach Heim and Aleph. Ketzad, for example, hiskir lo es chatzero. If I'm renting you my chater, the amarlo, and I tell you as follows: im me achshavat anosin li. If you're going to pay me up front, if you're going to pay me right now up front, harehu lecha be'eser slam b'shana. I'll charge you $10,000 for the year. You pay me up front, $10,000. But the im shall chodesh b'chodesh. If you're going to pay me once a month, in the beginning of every month, then I'm going to charge you sela l'chodesh. Then I'm charging you $12,000 for the year, $1,000 a month. You pay me up front, I'll give you $10. You charge me one month. You don't want to do that. You want to pay one month by month. Then it's going to be $12. Mutter. That's mutter. Why is it mutter? We'll see in a minute. The reason why it's mutter is because we're going to hold. Oh, you'll see. You'll see why. Machalo es hasadeh. But if I sell you a sada, if I sell a sada, right? Very interesting. The Tosafot says, why do we start off with a case of renting of a chatzar, and then now we can switch to sada? Why aren't we consistent? Like, why do we should do that? Right? So he says because the reverse pasuk in Parshas Bahar, that the pasuk says in Parshas Bahar that when you have to sell things, sell your chatzar and your house last. First, you sell your fields. Then, right? First, you sell your fields. So that's why, when renting, you want to rent a house, you want to rent a chatzar, you can rent a chatzar. We're talking about selling. First, sell your fields. Don't sell your house first. So, machalo is hasadeh. First, you sell. If you have to sell your field, amalo, and you tell him, imme achshav atanosin li, hareo shalcha be'elef zuz. If you pay me right now, you prepay, it'll be $1,000. But im legoren, but if you pay me later when the threshing takes place, whatever, then shnei marsar mana, then it's going to be $1,200. That's usher. Okay? That's the Mishnah, renting as opposed to selling. Says the Gemara.
No, that's just in this case.
What?
That's just in this case.
What do you mean?
There's a difference in the case.
What's the difference?
Not getting cash immediately.
Right. So if you're getting cash immediately, if it's a rental, it's more third to get. Yeah? By a sale. Right, you're not allowed to.
One time shot.
Right. So if you pay me now...
This is the wrong price.
What?
That's why...
Because
you're stretching it out. You're lending him the money over time.
Exactly the point. Exactly. You're holding on to someone else's money that you're not allowed to do that. Right? Holding money is considered ribbons. Okay. Maishnah rational, maishnah seifa. How come by renting you're allowed to do it? So Rabbi Rav Yosef to Amrit Avayhu, you know why? Because schiros, rent, the halacha really is, eino mishtalem es elo lebasof. You don't owe the rent till the end. That's how renting works, the halacha. You don't owe the money till after the rental's over. They're going to base it on a pasuk. So I rent out my house for a year. I don't, from January 1st to December 31st. I don't owe you a nickel till December 31st. I don't owe you a penny till December 31st. The sale doesn't work that way. By rental, that's how it works. That's how renting works. The high, kivin de lo mata zimna lemigvei. Since it's not the time now to collect,
have the time now. Lav agar natarle. I'm not holding on to your money. It's not that I'm doing business with your money, that I'm waiting on your money, and therefore I'm like gaining by the fact that I'm holding on to your money, or you're holding on to your money. It's not like that at all. The time isn't due. There's no time now that's due. Therefore, mashva hachi, mashvahu dahachi shavya. You're paying the actual price. But the Ritva says that line in the Gemara doesn't make any sense. Tzarech, what's it doing here? What do you mean you're paying the price? What does that mean? It's Tzarech, what that line means. The point is, forget that line. Vahai, the ka'amar lay, and now he says, im me achshav ata nosein li, if now you'll pay me, you'll prepay me on the renting, if now you'll pay me, harei hu lecha be'eses l'an l'shana, I'll give you an extra 2,000 off. I'll only charge you 10,000 for the year, not 12,000. You don't owe it to me till December 31st anyway. So the fact that we're making a deal, you're going to prepay, that is, azuli hu dekamazale gabav. You're just giving him something extra. Not giving him something extra. What? You're reducing the price. You're reducing the price. Not a problem. Ask everybody. Ask everybody. Wait a minute. If I don't have to pay until the end, what's the difference between this and any other case? So what? I don't owe you the money till the end. The bottom line is, you're prepaying, and you're getting a cheaper price. That means I'm taking the money from you early. You're losing money early to get a cheaper price. Isn't that really holding on to the money on someone's end? Isn't that really ribbis? What's going on here? It's a difference. Why?
Because it all depends on what it is. If you're considering it a loan, a certain amount of money
you're
holding on to, that's a loan. Anything that you charge above and beyond the loan is ribbis. If you're going to say that it's now, I'm not lending you the money for that certain amount of time, I'm now reducing it.
Right, but there's another way to look at it. I'm really lending you the house for the year.
Yeah.
And normally I charge $1,000 a month, but for you I'm charging $10,000 for the year. Why? Because you're paying me now. So that's also a way to look at it. I'm lending you the house for the year, normally it's $12,000, but this now I'm gonna make it $10,000. Why? You're paying me early. Isn't that ribbis?
The other way.
You're ribbis on the renter. Why not?
It's a transaction.
So what?
I'm going to reduce the price of an item that I'm selling you or lending you.
Not, you're allowed to reduce the price, but you can't reduce the price if you get the money early. That you can't do. Forget a renting, even a store. I can charge cheap prices, not a problem with ribbons,
exactly.
But I can't charge cheap prices if you pay me early. That you're not allowed to do. That's not what's going on here. You can call whatever you want. That's not what's going on. I'm charging you a cheap price because you're paying me early. I don't want to do that. So we said a whole thing. The Gemara thought, well, renting doesn't have to pay until the end. So what? The disciple asked this question. So what? Right? Right. You're right. Renting is different. Why is renting different? You don't have to pay till the end. That's true.
But it's a reverse.
Right. The bottom line is, you're charging a cheaper price for cash up front. That you know how to do. You're allowed to charge a cheaper price, not for cash up front. You want to charge undercharge? You're allowed to do that. Right? You'll be very busy if you charge cheap prices. Right? That's fine. But I'm charging only because you pay me. You're not allowed to do that. So that's really what's going on here. So Stifler answers that, one minute, what does he say? So he gives an answer that if, I'm not sure I understand his answer. If you do prepay, it's not a loan. That's really what you were saying.
Yes.
If you do prepay, it's not a loan. It's only a loan if you don't prepay. If you prepay, it doesn't have the din of a loan. What is it? It has the din of a rental. And by rental, there's no ribbis. It's a little bit circular.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, you don't understand?
No, it's not. You
haven't said anything?
It's how you put the money. If the money itself is used as being held and you're adding something to it, that's ribbis. You're not adding, what you're doing is the money's being paid up front.
Then it's ribbis.
Reverse, right.
No,
that's exactly what he said. It's ribbis, reverse, but it's not really, because you're not holding on to it. It's only ribs when you're holding on to the money. But I don't. It's my ribs are up on it, though.
Then the left's holding on to the money.
I just said that borrower. It's the other way around.
You just take the issue and put it on the other side of your back.
It's reversed.
So, you know, I'll read in Hebrew. Here's what he says over here. That the and then we have to move. The din is as follows. The stipler says as follows, and the Rebbe Chanan says the same thing. That even though schiras is eino mishtalemes ela levasof, you don't have to pay rental till the end. Hainu rak she'i efshar lechayves hasarcha l'shalom erosh. It's only if you can't get the guy to pay up front. Mikol makov im makdimu mishan demes schiras betchila. If you get the guy to pay up front, if he'll pay you up front, ein zahalva. Not alone anymore. Ela nechshav shekana ata es zchus hamishtamshes laosid. You are purchasing the right to live here for the year. And harayze mekach gomer. It's a pure mekach, and I'm just charging you a cheap price. I want to do that. All right, that's the best I can tell you. Okay, next. Where am I up to? Seifa. The seifa. The case of a sale. Kivon dezavini ninhu, since it's a sale, uboy lemishkal dame me'ashav, and you're paying it up front, hilkach, therefore, agar not delay. I'm holding on to your money. The aser. That's aser. Right? I can't charge you. I'll pay, you give me the money now, but I'm only going to give you the field in 6 months from now. That's not allowed to do. The Amar Rava, Dokubar Abana Bahamilsa, they were Madaik in this, Vakumna Akra. They hung it on a pasuk. It says, Kisakir Shana Bashana, right? What do you see? Schirus Shalshana Zu, Ena Mishlemas Elashana Acheris. Renting for this year, it's not due till the end of the year. So what do you see? Renting, you don't have to pay right away. Therefore, when I do pay right away, it's as if I purchased it right now this second. I think nothing was done early. It's okay. I paid you early and I got it early. That's okay. I'm charging you cheaper. I'm allowed to do that. I'm only not allowed to do it if I don't give it to you now. Second case, I'm not giving it to you now. I'm charging you cheaper, but I'm not giving it to you for 6 months. That you're not allowed to do. That's the difference. Now, but in regard to the Amar Mana Aser, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, Tarsha Shari. Tarsha's Mutter. What's Tarsha? So first, what does Tarsha mean? The Ramban says it comes from the word Cheresh. No one talks. No one says a word. Okay, these are going to be very difficult to figure out what they mean. No one says anything. Tarsha from the word cheresh. In other words, it's a ribbis. It's a cheresh or ribbis. It's a quiet ribbis. No one's going to hear it. Also, in other words, no one's going to say that we're charging ribbis. We're going to be quiet about it. We're going to be like cheresh about it. That's one shot. The Sefer Truma says it's a lashon of something very high up in the mountains. In other words, charging more than we're supposed to. Okay? But, again, similar idea. No one's going to say anything. What does that mean? Tarsha Shari. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tarsha Shari. Limchar schora behamtana, to pay for produce with waiting, biyosem midameha, more than it's worth, ubelvad, as long as, sheyol yafrish lo, imayachshem areyu lucha bepachos. But nobody says, but if you pay right now, it'll be cheaper. Nobody says it. It's cheresh. No one says that. If you pay, no one says that. No one says the second. If you pay now, it'll be cheaper. No one says that. Therefore, ela yimkor stam bekach bekach liom ploni. You just say, here's the price. It would be true that if you want to prepay, it'll be cheaper. But no one says that. Since no one says that, it's a little bit of an end run around ribbis. That'll be mutter. So I can pay you for the item. I say, David, you want to buy my crops? Fine. It's $1,000. You know, it's not going to be ready for 6 months, but it's $1,000. If you'd buy it right now, this minute, I would charge you much less. That's okay. Why? No one said anything about ribbis. No one said anything about prepaying. No one said a word. I told you my price. It happens to be that if you prepay, it would be cheaper. No one said that. That's mutter. So machlokas, if we're going to hold like this, so we're going to have two more, which we are going to hold like. So wait a minute. Doesn't our mission say exactly the opposite? That if you come to pay early, it's usher? Didn't our mission say that? So the Gemara says, no. Amalei, hasam, katzlei. Over there, he spoke too much. He gave a whole drasha. If you pay now, if you pay later, that's a problem. Hacha, but my case, low cuts, no one said a word. Everyone's quiet. Right? Amar of Papa, Rav Papa says, Tarsha didishari, my Tarsha's mutter. What's my Tarsha? Rav Papa was a beer merchant. And of course, everyone, the artist will point out right away, it wasn't beer made out of hops, it's beer made out of honey or date beer. And there was two times of the year when the beer was Tishrei was when the beer was made. Tishrei were very, very cheap prices. Why? Because it was just after the harvest, beer was very abundant. So it was cheaper. In Nisan, it was much more expensive. There's no beer around. So Rav Papa used to sell beer in Tishrei, but he used to charge prices of Nisan. Why? Because it was a supply, he could get it. People would pay it. Because they want the beer now, and they'll pay the prices of Nisan later.
They paid him Nisan.
No, they paid him Nisan prices now. Is that what it says there?
Rav Papa sold beer in Tishrei and allowed his customers to pay him later in Nisan.
Oh, they allowed it to pay. Okay, fine. With Nisan prices in Nisan. But pay me Nisan time 6 months, no problem. But I'm charging you Nisan prices, even though I'm making the sale right now. No problem with that. Why not? My time, why? Because Shichroi low pasid. The beer doesn't get ruined. Nothing gets ruined. Same beer in Tishrei, in Nisan. And Zuzi lo tzrichina ana. I don't need the money. I don't need the money now. I'll wait. So, lo tzrichina hudika avidna milsa gabe lokeach. Right? I don't need the money now. So I don't mind if they're going to do this. I don't mind. It's okay. It's fine by me. But I'm charging the prices of Nisan. Amalei Rav Sheshet b'rei d'Rav Idi l'Rav Papa. My chaz is mar because al tabasa didach. Why are you going after your own needs? Zil basa did who? Go after, what about all these purchasers? Why are they buying it now? Why are they agreeing to this? No, that's not why. Because they don't have the money to pay now. If they had the money in Tishrei, they'd buy it for Tishrei prices. Tishrei's prices are cheaper. Why are they doing this? They don't have the money. Isn't that exactly ribbis? So they argue on Rav Papa. Papa says, no, it's not a problem. I don't need the money. Who cares about you? What about everyone else? That's what Rav Sheshet says. Shkoyach, you don't need the money. You're not the factor. All these purchases, why are they doing this? If they had the money, have a shakli ki hashta. They would buy it right now. Hashta de les lahu zuze, shakli ki yukra de la kame. Now that they don't have the money, you charge them high prices? What kind of business is this? Can't do this. Okay? What? No, what do you mean? No, they want to pick it up right now. But Rav Papa says, fine, now it's $10. In Nisan, it's $15 a barrel. Now it's $10 a barrel. He's charging them $15 a barrel. Why are they agreeing to this? Because they don't have any money. So if they're going to pay $15 anyway, they might as well get it now. They're pure ribbis. Rav Papa says, no, it's not. It's Tarsha. It's Tarsha. I didn't say a word. Right? Let's do the last one. Amr of Chama. Rav Chama says, Tarsha didi vadashay. My Tarsha is for sure mutter. Rav Chama was a merchant. What he would do was a rich guy. He would sell. He would give goods to other people, and the other people would go sell the goods to everywhere else. Rav Chama would demand back a certain number, and anything else they were able to generate, they can keep themselves. Okay. So as you, here's my warehouse. I want it back $1 million. Whatever more, it's all yours. And that's really Tarsha. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care anything. I just want a bottom number when I come back. So, Vadai Shari, that's for sure mutter. My time, why? Because Nichalahu, the legal Bershuthi, and not only that, the goods were always in the possession, they always belonged to Rav Chama, even if it would take 6 months. In other words, Rashi says, look at the Rashi. Amar Rav Chama, Tarsha Didi, Vadai Shari. See the last Rashi of the page. Mocher Prakmat Yahavi. He was a businessman. Mocher b'makom hazul. He would sell in a cheap place. Kishar shu nimka b'makom hayoker. What they would sell in a more expensive place. Umamtin and lehen. They'd wait. They'd malinos and l'makom hayoker. Then these guys would go to the more expensive place. V'hu makabel olav achrayis derech b'halicha. Rav Chama would be responsible for all the goods as long as they're en route. Doesn't make a difference. It was on his shoulders. That's what the Gemara means when it says, the nichaluhu deleki bershusi. The workers, these guys, were happy that if it got stolen or lost, it wasn't their responsibility. It was all on Rav Chama's shoulders. They were happy about that. It made it easier for them. And Valakuchos Mistachrim Bikramatya, the goods got more expensive. Shalokin Sham Osa Mavin Lakan Rachrais Hachzaralan, the Achrais is always on Rav Chama, and they would just keep on buying and selling, making more money, and all Rav Chama wanted was a bottom number. That's the bottom line.
Why is he given as an example of compared to our public states?
It's completely different. Well, no question about it. Completely different. The idea is, it's the same Torah structure. In other words, I'm not saying anything. That's all. That's the only common denominator.
But this case doesn't sound like really it's like Rivas.
No, it's not. But the point is, it's Tarsha. In other words, Rav Chama didn't care if they were overcharging, if they were waiting, he didn't care.
He had a bottom line.
Exactly. So that, in that sense, it's Tarsha. I didn't say a word to them. I said, go make money. That's all I said. So to Rav Papa. I didn't tell them that if they pay, I didn't say a word. So to the first one. Who's the first one? Rav Nachman? I didn't say anything. I just said, this is the price right now. I didn't tell you, but if you pay now, it's cheaper. I didn't say anything. That's the only thing they have in common. We're going to see. The halacha is going to be totally different. And not only that, the kolhecha deka ozli, I'm on the bottom line of the Gemara, kolhecha deka ozli, whenever they would go, shavki lehu machza mikisa? Mikisa, they were exempt from taxes, because the chachamim, the Rav Chama was a tamach chacham, he was exempt from taxes, and also v'nakal lehu shuka, they got first priority to sell in the shuk. Why? Because the chachamim, they gave him first rights. Whole discussion why, how that's fair. Okay, they got first rights. So, and that's fine. That's fine. That's the end of the story. V'hilchasa, the halacha is Rav Chama. We pass from like Rav Chama. V'hilchasa, and the halacha is Rabbi Elazar. That what? If you have Rivas Kitzutza, you have to pay it back. V'hilchasar, the halacha is Kervyanai, like Kervyanai, the very hard daf, the Amar who said, Mali Hain, Mali Dmeya. What's the difference if it's my money? What's the difference if it's my goods? It all gets transferred back and forth. Based on Rav Chama's deal, that's where Heter Iska comes from. The idea of the Heter Iska, the idea of selling on interest, of charging interest, but we make a trick, and it's Heter Iska, it's not a trick. It's exactly what Rav Chama did. Rav Chama hired workers, and since he hired workers, they were all partners really with him. You can call them a partner, you can call them a worker, you can call them whatever you want. The bottom line is that if it's a partnership, it's not simple. It's not a simple thing, a heteriska. The roots of it are in Rav Chama. The roots of how I can charge interest, but it's mutter because I have a document that says it's mutter. What kind of joke is that? It's not a joke. It's based on Rav Chama. Now you have to go through Rav Chama's. I did it in 2 minutes. Reading half a Rashi, half a story. If you go through exactly what Rav Chama did, what exactly did he do with these guys? The article is actually an excellent explanation of it. What exactly was going on? And they have a long thing. That's the roots of Heteriska. The roots, it's not an end run. People say, an end run around rivers. It's not an end run around rivers. We don't have end runs about anything in the Torah. The more you study the Gemara, there's no end run about anything. Right? It's no different than a Heteriska for a Heter Bechir for Shemitah or selling your Chametz. It's all legit, and it all has its roots in the Gemara. And so too does the Heteris. Heteris was not invented until the 1500s. The idea of this wasn't invented until the 1500s. But the roots of it are right here in the Rav Chama. Okay. It's an interesting question. Why does the Gemara go out of order? Hilchas like Rav Chama. Then we go back to Rav Elazar. Then Rav Yanai. Like, it's all things out of order. I don't know. Okay. Next. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Machali es hasadeh. Sell me your field. Sell me the field. The nothing lo mixat damen. And he pays a down payment. The amalo, and the seller says, Emasai shetirtza habamos v'tul ashelcha. Whenever you want, you pay me for the rest. Okay? Asar. Now let's do that. Halvehu al sadehu, if he's borrowing the field, v'amalo.
Is there a money difference?
What? So the Gemara will explain what's going on here. The Gemara will explain what's going on here. Machalo es hasadeh v'nasim lo mixas damen v'amalo emasai shetirtza haba havemos. It's asar. The reason why it's usher is because who's eating the fruit in the meantime? Who's eating the fruit in the meantime? This can go on for indefinitely. The mocher, that's the seller, right? The problem is when the guy gives the money, does it belong to him from retroactively or only from right now? So then you have a ribbis problem because the whole time I'm eating the fruit.
Depending on who's eating the fruit.
Depending on who's that's what this mishnah's about.
The buyer is no problem.
Right, but what if the seller's eating the fruit? It's not really his. When you come up with the rest of the money, it's going to be yours retroactively, and then all that time I was eating fruit. That's ribbis. That's the problem. Halveyu al hasadeh, right? If you're lending a field, the amalo, and the lender says, im atanosin li mikan v'achaloshonim, if you pay me within 3 years, harehi shali. Then the field, if you don't pay me in 3 years, I'm keeping the field. So harehi shali, harehi shalo, harehi shalo. It becomes his. V'chein ha baitus ben zun and osa al pi chachamim. He used to do the same thing al pi chachamim. And by the way, the kicker is that the field was worth more than the loan. The field was worth more than the loan. I don't know, it was $1,000. The field was worth $10,000. I will keep the field after 3 years if you don't finish up paying me. So the Gemara will flesh it out. Unfortunately, we have 5 minutes left. Mi ochel peiros. Who eats the peiros? Who eats the peiros in the interim? Rashi, this is very complicated what this question even means. We'll do simple Rashi. Mi ochel peiros. Who eats the peiros in the interim period over here? So we have a four-way machlokas. Two-way machlokas with four cases. Rav Huna Amar, Mocher Ochel Peros. Rav Huna says, the Mocher. Rav Anan Amar, Meshashlin Es HaPeros. No, we put the Peros in escrow to a third party. Shalosh, from the word Shalosh. We give it to a third party. No one eats it. V'lo Pligi, they're not even arguing. Talking about different cases. Ha Da Amar Lei, Ha Da Amar. Rav Huna says, Da Amar Lechi Maisis, Kani, that Rav Huna says, that the seller says, when you pay me, I will give it to you. The Hod Amar and Rav Anan's talking about Lechi Maisis Koni Meyachshav. When you pay me, it'll be retroactively yours. So then the whole time, nobody can eat it. It's got to go to a third party. According to Rav Huna, the guy can keep eating it. It's only going to become the deal's only concluded when you pay me. Whether it's a year from now, 18 months, so the whole time I'm allowed to eat it. It still belongs to me. And Tani Rav Safra Beribis the Bei Rav Chia. Rav Safra taught the brises of Ribis of Rav Chia. Pa'amim sheshneim mutarin. Sometimes they're both mutter. Pa'amim sheshneim asurin. Sometimes they're both not allowed to eat from the fruit. Pa'amim shamocher mutter v'lokeach aser. Sometimes the seller yes, the buyer no. U'pa'amim lokeach mutter u'mocher aser. And sometimes the other way around. Oni rava basrei. I'll tell you how it's possible, says Rava. I'll answer up for you this whole brisa. Pa'amim sheshneim mutarin. When can they both eat it? How can they both eat it? Seller and the buyer. How can they both eat from the fruit? Very simple. To amalei kini shir zuzach. You will buy, you give me a down payment, fine. You own the amount equivalent to the down payment. You could eat that part, I eat the rest. You pay me the rest, every time you pay me, I give you more. Very simple. Where did they both usher? The amale, when the seller says, the chimaisis kanem yachshav. When you pay me, it'll become retroactively yours. So during that interim, they both can't. They both can't. That's got to go to escrow. Sometimes the mocher yes and the lokeach no. The amale when the seller says lechi maisis kani. When you pay me, it'll be yours. So until you pay me, the seller's allowed to eat. And pa'amim shalokeach mutter u'mocher aser. Sometimes the seller yes and the buyer no. When's that? The amale kani me'achshav. The seller says you own it right now. Ah, you didn't pay me. So what? You own it right now. Therefore, the seller can't eat anymore. Belongs to the owner. Belongs to the buyer. And the money? So you owe me the money. It's a loan. Mantana Shneim Asurin. Who's the one who says they're both author? Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. Delok Rav Yehuda. It's not Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda. Amar Tzad Echad Ribbis Mutter. Rav Yehuda has a very unique shita. We don't hold like him. He holds, if it doesn't have to result in ribbis, it's not author. For example, over here, it doesn't have to result in ribbis. Maybe he won't pay. Maybe he won't buy it. So many factors. That's not ribbis. So this can't be him. This whole brisa can't be him. It's a very difficult shita. What is ribbis? Only ribbis ketutza. Mashkin lo beis, mashkin lo bayis, mashkin lo sade. You make a mashkin for a house or a mashkin for a field. Vamalo lekishatir to lemochram lo timkurum ella li b'dam halalu. You want to sell this field? I get first rights. You cannot give it to anyone else until you give it to me. B'dam halalu. This is the price. At this price, that's usher. You can't make a deal. I'm giving you a maskin. You can't make the terms. But b'shavyin, if you say I get first rights of first refusal at the shavyin, at the going rate, whatever the going rate is, I just want to be the first one. That's mutter. Man tana b'dam halalu usher. Who's the one who said with fixed money it's usher? Amar Huna b'Rebbe Yehuda. The Lokir B'Yehuda. The Kaver B'Yehuda. The Rebbe Yehuda, Tamar Tadecha Meribis Mutter, he said that's Mutter. Why? Who said it's going to result in Ribis? Maybe it won't. Maybe that is the going rate. Since we have no idea, that wouldn't be Ribis. A few more lines. Machal abayis machal asad avon l'kashili maz hachzirim li aser. If you say, sell me the house, sell me the field, and you tell him, when you have money, return the money to me, I'll give you the field back. The seller says that. If I ever come up with the money, can I buy the field back? That's aser. L'kashiyu lach moz achzarim lach mutter. But if the seller says, you ever come up with money? The buyer says, you come up with money, I'll give it back, that's mutter. What's the difference? Anyway, you're not allowed to do. Anyway, you can't be like him because he holds tarechad as mutter. Ma'ishna reisha u'ma'ishna seifa. What's the difference? Why, if the seller says it, it's no good. If the buyer says it, yes, good. Says the gemara. Amar Rava, no, nothing to do with the buyer or the seller. Seifa. You know why it's mutter? Dama le midaite. He didn't say definitely. I'll think it over. You come up with the money, maybe I'll sell it back. Maybe I'd be inclined. Maybe I'll be nice about it. So that's not, there's no issue of rivets. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. When the seller said it, he was saying it definitively. I'm going to come up with the money, I'm going to buy it back. Yeah, I'll do that. Okay, we'll stop here. And we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. I know, it's cool. I know. So thank you.